Welcome, everybody, to Drunk with Buds, a show about trying new beers with some friends and having discussions you normally have at a bar. As always, we get all of our beer information from the Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD. You can now follow the show on there at Drunk with Buds.
Today, we have a three-beer show of beers from Connecticut Brewing Company, Wild Barrel Brewing, and Brick City Brewing. I needed a guest, so just like last time this happened, I randomly picked up some dude in Granger, Indiana, Anthony Navarro. Just kidding. We met this good dude at Summer's Sipping Craft Beer Fest. All of us will talk pop culture with topics like Sandman, She-Hulk, and a strange dead girl with interesting parents that are not the same species. Honer has a dive bar for us to visit, and Bruce has named that movie trailer game. So sit back and pop open your beer and relax. It's Drunk with Buds time. Hit it.
Hey, everybody. I'm your host, Bruce the Beer Bandit. On my right is my ex-best friend.
That's right.
Phil. That way.
Whoa, I'm Honer.
I'm only best friends of Honer.
Yeah, right. Well, Honer is here today. That's me.
Oh, Honer just got here and kicked out the weak, sports-hating Phil.
That fucking loser.
And then our bum of a guest that we found in Granger, Anthony. Hey, welcome to the show, Anthony.
Hi, and I actually paid to be on.
Technically, in a roundabout way, it was.
Technically, they made me pay for merch
to get on here. You were paying for the merch, and you were like, I will buy some more merch if I can be on the show. And then we're like, well, that means we're getting more money, so okay.
Like, he kind of like reverse bribed
us. I finessed it. Yeah. I finessed him. That's okay.
And then he's pre-sampling again. So.
Damn, he got us.
I took by example, though. He just did the same thing.
But that was Phil. We kicked him out. This is Honer. Yeah.
Like alter egos.
I do, dude. I know. A lot.
He's like the Mexican Hulk.
If they had one, it'd be great.
I do like Teresa.
What color would he be?
Purple.
I think there is a purple
they
Hulk.
Have a purple Hulk.
And he has brown green shorts, right?
No, what's that color? That tahine?
Tahine? So like a reddish color, like a not red, reddish orange. Okay.
Chamoy.
How about a mole? A mole yes. Color.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so we got a first beer coming up, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
All right, guys. So sit back because we got Blackberry Jam from Wild Barrel Brewing. Sour smoothie pastry, 8.4% ABV, 15 IBU, 701 check-ins, 4.16 out of 5 average rating. Wild Berry Brewing is a microbrewery from San Marcos, California, United States. Style guide says, sour smoothie pastry. This imperial pastry sour is made with blackberries, black currants, and Madagascar bourbon, vanilla beans, blackberry, tart, blackcurrant, jam-like, creamy.
Well, first thoughts. Let's go with our guests. What's your first thoughts drinking it?
I love sour beers, so I like it. I'm you know, this is something I would drink every day. Okay. Something I'd have in my fridge.
I'm honestly surprised because it kind of tastes like it would be a cider.
It does have that dryness at the end.
And it's not. It's a sour, and it tastes like Welch's grape juice.
A little bit. I feel like it's a little bit more acidic. So, like, I don't know if I could drink it real fast. I don't think it's crushed.
Oh, shit. I could. Yeah. It's the after thing for me. Like, after sour. It's sour, you're like, shit, I got to do it again. And then.
Well, that's that dryness, right? At the end, like a cider, where, like, oh, I got to wet my whistle again. So, yeah, I like the taste because I'm a huge blackberry, raspberry. I like those kind of berries. I don't know. I feel like, though, to me, it's a little bit hollower compared to other ones we've had with the same flavor profile and the sour thing. But this one's a little bit more soury, and those are more like smoothie, creamy. So that's a good change of pace.
I feel like you're making up words right now.
I mean, the creamy didn't one it, really stuck with him.
Yeah, didn't it sound like he was? He said soury.
That's like one of those beer snobs or like, I like it.
You can leave the show.
I like the words.
Bruce, those kind of sound like made up words.
Kind of, but aren't all words made up?
I don't know.
That's a good response.
But I'm saying, like, I've never heard anyone say soury before.
Well, now you have. And I'm sure in about 5 years' time, we'll add it to Urban Dictionary. And then 10 years after that, Merriam-Webster added to theirs.
When you're Bruce, you can make up words.
Sourery.
It's called, that term is called coining. Oh, if you shit. Coin a word, make a word up, it's called coining it.
Yep.
I guess so, but all right. Yeah, I agree, though. I don't know if it's very hollowy, but I definitely agree with the sourery. And there's definitely blackberries in there.
I didn't say that, though. Well, you didn't talk about the can. We got a nice can art here, girl.
Yeah, that's like a modern-day pin art girl.
I would get this tatted on my arm.
It is pretty badass.
It does seem like a tattoo art or like what would go on like a B-52 bomber.
I do have a question. I do have a question about pinup girls.
Bombery.
And tattoos.
Okay.
I was always told that girls get pinup girls tatted on them and not guys. Is that accurate? Like, I've had like three people tell me that. And I always thought guys, like sailors, would get
pinup. That sounds like
that's what I thought.
Navy men and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it's more, it might be dated now. So, like, the ones that are getting it now are doing like a retro vibe kind of feel to it. But I think it was more the guys going off to war situation back in the 40s that would get it. Or even earlier, just guys who were going to be in the Navy because they didn't get to see any ladies. You know, any ladies were in the Navy at that point.
Right, so they put one on their forearms and they just masturbated to it.
I was thinking that. I was going
to
say
they're like, but... oh, yeah. Then they sailor talk to it.
Ooh, I am
fucking whore.
Popeye the Sailor.
When I see you, I'm going to fuck you hard. You know,
olive oil.
So anyway, so Google, says
extra virgin.
She probably was.
So Google says pinup tattoos are popular with both men and women. They still represent female independence and power, especially again Rosie the Riveter. A lot of women will get these tattoos to symbolize their strength, power, and independence. But you basically, it's not
anybody can get one.
Yeah, you can get one if you want.
I might get one on my leg.
Do it.
Yeah. Have you guys ever had somebody get a tattoo on the show?
She'll turn like, if you get it on your leg, wouldn't she turn into like a Chewbacca?
maybe that's how
this
I like them.
Got the hairiest
thing. They do. Hey, listen, maybe that's how I like them, though.
The bearded lady.
There's reasons for where I placed that.
Okay, all right, you're right.
A little hair, you know, I don't know. That's like coming back, though. Girls aren't shaving their
arms. Her whole bodies?
Yeah, no, at all. That's a thing nowadays. I don't know if you guys have seen that. I've seen that. Like, girls like, no, shave.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, but they weren't, like, shag rug carpeting everywhere.
I mean, I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
I've thought about doing something, but then I was like, no. It's the only place I can grow hair. Not on my chest. It goes to my legs.
Yeah, it's going to be, like, just a big-ass patch, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, like, the most awkward part.
See, we have it reversed. Like, I can't grow a beard. Like, I try, and it's so... And you can grow the beard, and I just have the hairy legs. So.
I barely have any hair on my body.
Sad. It's a sad day.
It is.
When I was a kid, this is embarrassing, but when I was a kid, I used to get, like, a unibrow. Like, just straight across. And I thought it was normal. Like, I just go around school, like, in the fifth grade, getting abused because I had a unibrow. Just because I had a unibrow.
Dang.
My mom's like, you should do something about that. I was like, really?
I'm no way. You shouldn't look at your mom and go like, aren't you supposed to do something about that?
Yeah, like, I'm getting my ass beat like because I look weird. So
You're literally the one that's responsible for me and for me to not get my ass kicked for my
unibrow. Do my fucking eyebrows, bitch.
You've seen this. Why aren't you doing anything about it?
Well, then now I get them done, right? And so I go out in public, like girls will be like, wow, you have such thick eyebrows. I wish I had those. I'm like, you have no idea how many years of abuse I had to have these fucking things on my face.
And then now you get, like, compliments.
You should be like...
Like, I hate you.
You know that old wives' tale? Like, just shave it all off. I'll come back bushier.
I did that one time. They had, like, a little razor thing, and I just was like, fuck this. You know, I thought I was going to trim it and just shave my whole entire eyebrow off.
Just one?
Just one, yeah. I was, like, seven. I think it was seven or eight.
So... We don't need to cover up our opinions on what we're about to talk to. Let's hit it. Pop culture with the puns. First up on the tally sheet here is Sandman. Has everyone seen it?
I've seen the first episode.
You've seen the first episode. He's seen a trailer. I've seen all the episodes. I thought it was done last week, And then all of a sudden this week, a secret two-part episode drops, and it has bigger star-studded cast than they have it before. David Tennant, Michael Sheen. It's pretty amazing. They just hit it from everyone. Disney put She-Hulk a week later than they wanted to, so they wouldn't overlap on the Sandman series. Yeah. And then it overlapped because they dropped a secret episode.
Dude, I did like She-Hulk, though.
That,
and right, we're talking about that next thing. Good, good about
correct
that.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this. That's one with the dream guy, right?
Yeah, like, the dream guy. That's his name. Okay. He walks around like, my name is Dream Guy. Yo, I'm dream like, guy. I have nothing I to do with that Neo. I'm Morpheus, but I am not that Morpheus.
No, but I've seen the trailer for it. I have a hard time sitting down for shows, so.
Because you have a 7-year-old?
Yeah.
Just tell her it makes her go to sleep.
She stays up to like midnight.
Okay. Well, she might like this dream person.
Scary.
Might make her fall asleep.
No, well, some parts are. I wouldn't have Harley? A kid, but like it's good. It's fun. Up again. He goes to hell. You know that's always good for a kid to watch.
Yeah. Nowadays, I mean, we are
in hell.
Oh. Lucifer is played by Brienne of Tarth from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like of course. What's her name? Joanna.
Oh yeah, yeah. He likes Jenna Coleman, who was on Doctor Who. She was Clara Osgood, or Oswald. There's too many O last names in that show.
Game of Thrones.
That's also on here, too.
It's on there, too?
Oh, yeah, because that's also airing tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Or by the time this
last
is out.
Last Sunday. Yes.
Episode 1 will be out.
With Matt Smith. Yep, circling around back to Doctor Who.
Yep. So he goes down to hell.
Yeah. So I guess... You didn't get this from the trailer when you saw it in the first episode.
Yeah, like, it was like
he gets captured and his articles that make you know are kind of like his, like you would say, Death would have a scythe, you right, know, and right. a cloak. So like articles of their position. So he has a mask, he has a ruby, and he has a bag of sand, and they get taken. And then when he finally gets imprisoned 110 years later or something like that, the conceit of the show is that he needs to get these articles of power back because he's at his weakest point because he hasn't done his job and. Forever.
What's his job?
His job is to inspire and scare humans. So, like, if humans don't have their fear and face their fears, then they can't grow and they can't, and also they can't have the fantasies. They can't strive to do the impossible because they have nothing to inspire them. So, he has a very, you would think he has a very innocuous job, but it's actually one that the comic book's trying to say he's got one of the most important jobs. And he's being of the endless. So, like, his sister is death. His sisters are desire, despair. Like, there are all these, like, either emotions or, like, entities that you would think, you know, like, institutions mm-hmm. of things. And he travels the earth trying to get those things back. And sometimes he has to do, like, duels and stuff. Like, he's dueling a demon in hell.
I love
and
that.
The demon's like, well, I'm going to have someone play for me, like, you know. Step up for the challenge, and he chooses the devil. So the devil does the fight.
Do they do the fight just like in the Sandman audiobook, where like he
is
makes
it
some,
from the?
I'm
comic?
Not. I'm not exactly sure how they do all this because it all kind of confuses the shit out of me. But like, there's a fight where they try to see who can make the most weirdest thing pop up, and just kind of.
It's something like that.
They,
it's
like,
more like
fight each other, but something
I'm gonna
counters
be,
it.
It starts off the very beginning is. Lucifer goes first and says, she's the dire wolf, and I'm gnarling, I'm going to kill. And then he gets to, and they go back and forth. So he picks something that would defeat. So he's like,
yeah,
I'm a mounted
yeah,
knight
yeah, that's what
with
it is.
A lance who will dredge down. And then she puts something. And
gives me some elders.
And what the things are do damage to them. And
yeah.
You know, so like she gets hit with an arrow because the... I don't know why the knight, mounted knight shot the dire wolf an arrow and not to use the lance, but that's what they use. And so all of a sudden she had to take damage. And it goes back and forth until the one can't continue, and that will be the determinant of the winner of the contest.
Interesting.
And if in this case, if Morpheus would have lost, he would have been bound to service hell for eternity.
That's like a law.
Well, that's what he risked to get his article back.
That's so interesting. There's a lot to dissect there.
Yeah.
With the fear and then the inspiration.
It was a pretty good faithful adaptation to a comic book, but it wasn't 100% in there. And then you had your lunkhead people who were like upset that they semi-gender swapped John Constantine's character. He's from DC. He's the British like magic guy.
He's like a demon hunter type.
Well, yeah, yeah. Isn't that a movie from way back in the day? Yeah. Constantine.
Well, and
that was a really good movie, or at least I was like,
I thought it was a good faithful adaptation. Other than the fact that I don't think John Constantine should have been Californian. Because he's British.
Yeah, well, that was weird.
Well, he had that big revolver, right?
Yeah, the, like with just, the dragon's breath.
Yeah, just freaking insane.
But so that was nice. I thought it did a pretty good job. And then I think they're moving on with season two. They seeded the different things for season two. And then I haven't seen the special episode drop yet,
right?
Because I was busy watching what the new second thing that we're going to talk about.
Tell me,
She-Hulk. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I like the fact that it's going to be...
You watched it already.
Yes, it came out on Thursday. So I was excited. It's only a little half hour, like 35-minute episodes, but they're going to play it like a sitcom. It's going to be like sitcom vibes.
Really? Yeah. I'm looking up the cast. I've been trying to look up the cast as we're talking. And
okay, like, Tatiana Maslany plays She-Hulk, and she was from Orphan Black. Did you ever watch or heard
anything about that? I've heard that one a lot.
I did like Orphan Black. I kind of watched a little bit of it, but I got the concept of it. It was pretty cool, though.
And then, obviously, Mark Ruffalo's back. And then...
Oh, gosh.
And then Jameel... I can't say her last name very... Because it's
the girl
double
that was
J.
in Good Place.
She's in Good Place. She plays one of the bad guys in the show. And...
Okay, so I'll say
sitcom vibes though, like
yeah,
oh,
really?
Definitely, yeah.
And she breaks the fourth wall too. She talks
like
to the audience
part.
As
yeah,
well.
I like that part.
That's like what Amber, what's her name with the Johnny Depp?
Amber Heard.
Yeah, she was doing. She's breaking the fourth wall, talking to the jury. Same thing.
Oh well, not the same thing.
No, you talk like, to the camera.
Yeah, like Deadpool wall. Does, but in the comics, She-Hulk did it first, actually, before Deadpool was even a character. Like. She would talk to the readers. Like, she would look at the like, she was talking to you through the thing.
She-Hulk. I still remember when, was it Edward Norton was Hulk?
Yeah. Incredible. He was the Incredible.
Who else was it after him or before him?
Him was Eric Bana.
Was he the 70s Hulk?
No, that's Bruce Boxleitner or something like that.
They've come a long way. Now they got She-Hulk. I don't like the new Hulk, the male Mark.
You don't like Mark Ruffalo?
I do not like him as Hulk.
I don't.
Or, the same with Batman. What's his name?
Robert?
No, Ben.
Oh, Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I think Robert did a great job. Yeah. Ben, boring. Like, dude, you're Batman. You're sitting there like, huh?
But, I mean, it kind of sucks for him.
He's just going,
shit's dying.
But I feel like Ben Affleck didn't really get a good chance because he didn't get his own solo movie. He just got thrown into a fucking Justice League movies.
And he was going to do that.
Yeah.
And he was going to write and direct it. And they're like, well, we're not going to let you write it. Then they're like, now you're not going to. He's like, no, wait. I'm out now.
He's just bummed out. Yeah. He might have just had a shitty attitude then.
That's where Matt Reeves' thing came from. So, like, that was that project. And once he left, Matt Reeves came in and they made the patents and stuff.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Look,
we all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We going to have this like...
Bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I got a lot, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
I like that one. And I also think the Dark Knight series, the three, you know, Batman Begins, phenomenal.
Well, here's your hot take. I love those movies. I don't think they're aging well. I like them a lot less now than I
just rewatched them.
I think it's because the Gotham City doesn't seem like a Gotham City. So that when you watch the Batman, you get a really good adaptation of
the noir. There's no noir. Gotham is noir to a T. And Gotham in those movies was not noir. And
it was just like a New York City.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
so,
I did like the.
I almost felt like it was Metropolis. Like it was like we're Superman because it's so bright around here.
Yeah. Well, and the new Batman's not the. Come off of the Hulk thing here, but they're going to make a second. They're going to make a third. And as dark as they're going with it, I was anticipating an R-rated Batman. I'd love to see an R-rated Batman. Yeah, like, you play the games. I don't know if you guys video game. You know, when they finally came out with the M-rated Batman, you remember the first M? You're like, holy shit, I can break somebody's freaking neck off. Like, that was gangster. Now it's... So I think they'll lead up to that.
We're definitely getting a second Matt Reeves, but with all the moving and shaking at DC right now, I hear they're going to reboot the universe and do it like a grand plan style, like Marvel. Finally, they're going to be like, fine, Marvel beat us. Now we're just going to copy their blueprint.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're going to get a third one. I think the second one's too far enough along that it will come out. Because like if that get the second Joker thing coming out with Lady Gaga. Oh,
wait a minute. What if they combine? Throwing this up here. What if they combine the Joker, right, with that actor, and the Patterson movie, the Batman, and do a little?
That'd be really hard because the Joker's set in the 70s.
Is it? Yeah. Is that set in the 70s?
But they're saying that he might not even be the Joker.
Yeah, the Joker. He's the like possibly the inspiration for the Joker to come.
This will be interesting.
Yeah, I just don't understand why Joker 2 is going to be a musical.
Are you just fucking with me right now?
No, Lady Gaga's going to be in it.
You're fucking with me.
Nope, she's Harley Quinn.
Dude, get out of here.
Yeah, she's Harley Quinn, and it's a musical. I don't understand why it is.
You gave me that look like, oh my God, you guys are freaking right. What in the flying shit?
Yeah, that don't make sense, does it?
Why would...
But, okay, here, hear me out, okay? So I'm also kind of confused by it, too.
It's hilarious.
But... Honestly, I can see it kind of making sense because they're so fucked up in the head that this is just how they see the reality. It's just like a musical. Oh, it's just like a fairy twist.
Sure, yeah, I can see it that way. It won't be the entire movie being a musical, but anytime it's from like their point of view, it's what she's seeing. Like just how
messed up.
Like the Splinter Cell games, you know, when you go in the shadows, it's dark. And when you come out, it, you know. Something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just like those games that no one played.
I love those games.
What? You know, I was thinking, never mind.
Yeah, like, that's your problem. It's
like maybe they would understand this reference.
Leave you the thinking to this side of the table.
Shit. I'm just going to cut it off here and go over here in the corner with the plan.
Where's Navarro? Because Anthony's terrible.
Come in here and boom.
And speaking of terrible, maybe not terrible. I don't know. But we'll never get to see Batgirl got canned. Finished product.
And Brendan Fraser is going to be in it.
Ugh.
He's finally going to revive his career.
Well, and the Batman 88. Batman in 88, Michael Keaton was reprising his role as Batman in it.
So they had two people like there. Keaton, dude. They had two people Birdman. There that were very excited to be back on screen, and then they canceled this shit. Like,
they canceled the shit. No one's going to see it because...
Fraser.
Really?
What?
Oh, but Michael Keaton? Right but now? Michael Keaton?
I was joking about having Navarro come in, but now I'm not.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Really? I've never liked him as an actor.
No, we have to find out what's your beef with him.
Okay, yeah, what's your beef?
I just don't like him.
Did
as
you
an
hate
actor.
The Mummy movies? Because if you did, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
You didn't like his 8-pack?
I'm an Indiana Jones fan over the Mummy movies.
Yeah, but
okay?
That brought those movies back. Because how well they did those, we got more adventure movies.
Name outside of the Mummy movies, name like three significant roles this guy's had.
Bedazzled.
I didn't like
Blast
that one.
Blast
from the Past is a great one.
And then what's that one man Real movie good. That he had? Pauly Shore.
Encino Man's funny.
Okay.
Stuff now. He's in Doom Patrol, and I love his character in Doom Patrol. Have you seen Doom Patrol?
No.
It's a DC.
It's a DC.
It's kind of like the argument of like John Candy movies versus like Tommy Boy. Like, you know, you have a preference. I personally don't like Fraser's character. I've never liked him in movies.
George of the Jungle.
Right? I didn't like
it. Okay, hold on. Okay, you get me with that one.
Yeah.
I did like that movie a lot.
Exactly.
I grew up on that movie.
See, I don't like George.
I like that movie a lot. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
What's this article you put on here about? An ancient girl of two different species is apparent.
Yeah, dude. What? Yeah, so basically it's on Unilad. It's the incredible case of the only known individual whose parents were two different species. And apparently that's the picture of her. Looks like a cave woman. And so basically it was Neanderthals.
Yep.
And Denisovans. Anybody know what that is? Denisovans. They lived in the lower and middle Paleolithic ages.
Okay.
And so apparently, let me find it again. So delving in further, the Leipzig team, this is all weird ass languages in this motherfucker. It's supposed to be a Neanderthal. Found that exactly half of the sample contained Neanderthal DNA and the other half Denisovan DNA. Retesting confirmed what the team suspected, confirming that the 90,000 year old remains were of a hybrid daughter of a Neanderthal mother and a Denisovan father in nicknaming the girl Denny? Hmm.
She opened 24/7?
That's why you have a cat.
Yeah, so Neanderthals and Denisovans are extinct groups of hominins that separated from each other more than 390,000 years
ago. How do they know this shit? 390 what?
90,000 years ago. So it looks like they found their DNA.
I love science.
Her DNA was only tiny fragments of bone and teeth remain of the Denisovans after being unearthed from the Denisova cave in the mountains. So then...
Well, think about, like, you even look at religious texts, like look at the Bible, you know, it talks, I don't know if you guys...
I read the Bible, I don't look at it.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, you look in the beginning, like, it says, the sons of man basically procreated with things of God type thing. Like, different species, and, you know, I believe it could be...
Yeah, I mean...
Could be a thing.
It's just crazy that they were considered two different species. Like, you know, we have different races. Wouldn't that just be a race?
Well,
yeah. Well, what we are, Homo sapiens, were different than Neanderthal. And there's been theories that, I mean, they had to had some kind of crossover, because when you do the DNA test now, they tell you how much of your traits come from. They can track how much are Neanderthal traits. As you know, I have a higher amount than 82% people.
Why is that?
It just said that all the testing I have more traits left in my genome from Neanderthals than 92% of the people who've also donated their samples. Really? So it doesn't mean it wasn't like it was a hell of a lot, but just
more
than
interesting.
So what's interesting is what I think your thoughts on this beer would be. It's time to rate this beer.
He was pretty quick. You can see that I finished my beer before both of you.
He did.
That's how much I liked it.
Yeah, that just also means you weren't talking as much. Tell us everything you thought about the beer, what you like, what you dislike, the tasting notes, anything you want to add, and then we rate on the untapped scale. So from 0 to 5 by quarters.
By quarters, okay.
If you hate it, you know, throw it up. You don't ever see it again. It's a 0.
I'm going to give my rating first.
Ooh, and then if you think it's the best beer you've ever had, you can drink it every day and be always happy as a 5.
3.75.
Sure.
Tell us why.
I mean, it was smooth, right? It was fruity. It was sour. But I don't know. I didn't feel like, you know, some sour beers is kind of, I don't want to say thick. That's not the right word. But it's a little bit like, has more depth to it.
So you thought it was hollow.
Oh, shit. That was the word we were using. Yeah, like, it was good. Like, it was like, okay, hey, if I wanted Welch's sparkling grape juice, I would drink that. Like, I would drink this on a day that I would spend maybe $5 a beer on and get drunk, and that's it. But, like, would I spend $8 on that and then really enjoy it? No. Would I have that with a steak? Probably not.
You know? I liked it the same. I gave it a 3.75. Everything was there that needed to be there. I just felt like it didn't deserve to be called special.
Yeah, it's an everyday beer.
So I couldn't give it a higher rating. I couldn't put it into the 4s. It was good. I'm glad I had it, but nothing particularly special.
Yeah, I think it's basically just grape juice. And yeah, it's got the sour and everything. The can art's actually pretty dope. I like that. It's 8.4% ABV. So, I mean, that's not bad for what this is. It actually doesn't taste like smooth for that. Yeah, do I wish it was maybe a different berry? Maybe try a strawberry one would be pretty decent, or, you know.
Or just raspberry, because you're not much of a blackberry guy.
No, not really. But I'm actually surprised I do like this as much as I do. And I also agree it's Halloween shit. But I think I would say, I'll do a 3.75 as well.
Wow. I do want to say one thing for you guys. If this company decides that they want to put this tattoo on me, like they'll pay for the tattoo, I will get this tatted on me, on my leg. And then also with the stipulation that they have to pay your guys' fee.
Okay, well, we'll take a picture after the show of you holding that can. We'll tag them. I will put this on my leg for you.
If you subscribe to Bud's, what is that thing?
Drunk with Bud's.
But the paying the fee thing. What is that called?
I'll just
be a sponsor.
If you sponsor Bud's, I'll get this tatted on my leg. Should I have them pay for it?
And we'll see if they're nice enough to do that.
If you, we'll just say. Yeah, we're about the details.
He promises he'll always keep that section of his leg right shaved.
Here. Right here. No, seriously, I'll get this right
so
here.
So it become a furry frame around it.
Maybe I could change her hair, though, like something different. different.
I don't know. But. I like that hair.
All right, I'll keep it.
All right, cool.
Actually, I think your tattoo artists would probably like that shading, you know, because it'll be difficult for them. So, like, some of them will go out of their way.
What are you saying? It's like, I'm saying you're fucking brown, dude.
No, I'm not. I'm saying the shading on her hair.
I know. It's pink. I don't think that would show up good at all on my skin.
Well, let the tattoo guy decide. Just like, you can decide what you're sitting back at our next sponsor.
Looking for a cool craft beer bar? Hop Station Craft Bar has over 30 rotating taps and hundreds of bottles and cans to enjoy. They also do can purchases for carryout. Not a fan of beer? Well, you're in luck because they have a unique cocktail menu as well. So come enjoy the arcade games, dart boards, and the pool table. Oh, did we forget to mention the food? Whether you want street tacos or delicious pizza, you can't go wrong. With the outdoor patio, it won't be hard for you to find the perfect spot to relax. So head down to Hop Station, the number one craft beer bar in Indiana. You'll find them on 318 Union Street, Mishawaka, Indiana. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I just joined the mafia. Now I get it. Why I'm on top of you, killing you like I just shot you like Tupac and Biggie. Man, I'm taking to the streets again. Yeah. Hanging out with Anthony. Dude, he's sitting over there spitting on the Adam tree. What I'm doing now, man, I don't know. It's just spitting like I'm spitting them these games. And I'm doing everything just trying to make a gain. And it trying to make my feet hit the pond. Whoa, 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 hey, yeah. Hit the concrete like a, yeah, yeah. Free beats, no copyright. Mafia, free type beat, 2022. Trap beat instrumental by beats provider on YouTube.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Horner's a bitch. I thought you were going to repeat me. Okay, aww. Well, welcome back. It's time to get the next beer. Bruce, what is it? Get Pitted from Bricks City Brewing, an IPA Imperial Double Milkshake, 8% ABV with 60 IBUs. There's been 3,700 check-ins for an average score of 4.11. Bricks City Brewing is a microbrewery out of Little Ferry, New Jersey. The style guy says an unofficial jams beer. Get Pitted is a milkshake-style dipa brewed with lactose and double dry hopped with Citra and Mosaic before being conditioned on enough peach puree and Madagascar vanilla beans to make you say, wapow! Or notes of the peach rings, juicy stone fruits, light citrus berry medley, and vanilla wafers. It should taste vanilla smooth, citrus sweetness, and sweet. What's everyone think?
Yeah, so I love it.
My God, it smells fucking heavenly.
What kind of beer is this supposed on to be? It.
It's a dippa, buddy. It's a peach
dippa. That's what I taste.
You know how you said I might like IPAs?
Yeah. He hates IPAs, but I told him the more the double, then the triple, the more less it tastes like an IPA, and the more you have a better chance of liking it.
Yeah, the double is when I like it. Triple could be a little bit too much, but double is usually the best.
I mean, like, I already know the rating in my head on this one.
Wow.
It's insane.
Well, it does taste nice peachy. Not sugar peachy, though. No. It's just fruit peachy, which is good in my book. I don't mind, like it says peach rings. I disagree with that. It doesn't taste candied at all. Oh. A little bit of orangey, but that's probably just the Citra hops, which is your whatever. But, like,
it's deep.
It's nice, but it says it's got how many IBUs? Because the IBU count is usually what determines how hoppy it is. 60 IBUs? I disagree. I don't taste any of that bitter hop. I just taste
Nothing bitter.
It's so refreshing, and it kind of cleans your palate a little bit, even though it's not. You would assume it'd do the opposite.
Yeah, and we've let it sit for a little bit because we've been talking, so like it's warmed up. We've learned from Big Chief that you gotta let your IPAs sit a little bit, warm up a little bit. You don't want them too cold, and maybe that's affecting the taste here.
I don't know. I think it's the lactose. You got freaking something vanilla bean in that shit.
Vanilla bean always makes it smoother.
Yeah, this is probably...
No rating it yet. Just tell us your thoughts, your first thoughts.
Yeah, keep it in your pants.
I'm going to say... I try. Walking on the street naked. No,
you wouldn't be naked. You'd be furry down there, remember? Yeah.
No, I will say, this is probably in the top three that I've ever tried.
Of beers in general or IPAs?
No, beers in general.
Whoa.
And I've tried a lot. I've been to breweries, all that shit. I've tried different... This is definitely something I would buy, not like out of my own money. Like, hey, that's... Dang. Ship this shit to my house. I like it a lot.
Wow.
It's your segment's up.
Fuck. Dive our review. Dabba review. Dabba review. 1 star or 2. 3 star or 4. Maybe a couple of 5s. Dabba review. Dabba review. Dive Bar Review. Dive Bar Reviews is where I read 1 through 5 star reviews for dive bars I'll probably never visit. All right, let's do this thing. Today, we're digitally visiting Corby's Irish Pub in South Bend, Indiana. You ever been there?
Did you see his face?
You ever been there, Anthony?
No comment. I've been there more times than...
What are you guys' thoughts on it before we read the reviews?
In the 90s... Because I couldn't drink, but I was in there. I liked it a lot. And then when I came back in the 2000s and the 2010s, I was like, what was I thinking?
There's like 3 bars that are around here you can go to.
And there's a lot more than that. Get,
but okay. Yeah, well, you know.
One's a sponsor. I'm thinking, make sure you go to Hop Station.
I'm thinking like if you're thinking like you want to get really fucked up with a bunch of college kids. Corby's.
We all agree it's college.
Yeah, piss on the floor, like fucked up with college kids. Corby's.
And that's where they filmed Rudy, right? Is that what they said?
They did a scene from there, yes.
Yes, not the whole movie. No.
Obviously.
I mean, that would've been pretty cool.
They probably could have bought
put a football bathrooms. Stadium in there.
So yeah, I've been there also. I think I actually like it for what it is, but man, there's so many college kids that, you know, I don't feel like I fit in there anymore. And it's cheap drinks and shit like that. Like, it's cool, but I don't find myself there anymore.
It really feels like 10 million college students have come through here. It's and crowded. That's not a good
it's
thing.
It's always crowded.
Like, it's wet, so weathered on everything and grime. Like, they're just cleaning the grime from the day. Like 10 years ago, grime is still there 5 layers down. So like
it's good for like, you have pizza like right there.
No, but, I
but there, like there ask is, to Dick, it's full of college kids.
Other than the fact that if someone's already saying that you're going to Corby's and that's where we're going, that's the only reason to go to me. There is no other reason. Like there is so many within walking distance. There are eight better options.
The garage bar's down there.
Yeah, garage bar, and that's on the top list. There's there's ones where like I'm like, Finney's downtown, but it's still better than Corby's.
Absolutely.
Madison Oyster Bar used to be okay, but it's still better than Corby's.
Yeah. And it has 3 levels. That's always great. It's got 3 levels.
Yeah, 3 levels.
3 levels, baby. Let's do this thing.
All right.
Alicia with a 1 star says, the owner and bouncers are highly discriminatory and will use excessive force and violence for no reason. We enjoyed the place, except Alex the bouncer, and would go there regularly until our last visit. It is only because I'm letting God take the anger I have towards them that we won't be pressing charges for the physical assault and trauma they caused us.
So that person is a student from Notre Dame?
Or they're broke.
God.
God's got it.
We gotta forgive. Gotta forgive.
God wants you to take personal responsibility, bitch.
Stacy, with a 5-star banger, says,
oh,
absolutely love the atmosphere of this bar. It's not claustrophobic. It's big enough that everyone can spread out. You get your drinks fast, and the food is delicious. The security is very observation, which made me feel safe also.
I will say, if she has to point out that it's not claustrophobic, most it likely it's claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's pretty bad in there. It's horrible. It's a lot. It's
not, the building's not big, so.
No, but she pointed out specifically. So, like, you, anytime somebody
maybe she
like,
went outside. They added that deck area, so maybe she was outside, so she felt better.
Yeah, so she's all like, oh, it's not that bad. It's like everybody else inside is all fucking
sweating. Yeah. Well, it's like if you say, I'm not an angry person. Like, yeah, bro, you're
got
fucking,
this.
And God's got this.
God's got my anger for me.
That's stupid. All right, so Ryan Conrath, 1 star, says, spent the entire night fighting against the crowd that kept shoving the table into my wife. Would have drank more, but you literally can't get to the bar to order drinks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel that. Fact. And that would make sense because people would probably be hitting your table because there's so many fucking people in that bar. And why would you have seats in a place where everybody's standing?
I wonder if you could Instacart some beer to your table.
Oh my God.
And get it faster.
That's a fucking $1 million idea right there.
Mark Solomon, 2 star, says, this bar used to be really good. It's now a dive. Too many people packed into one place. It serves the college crowd, and that's okay, but has gotten much rougher in the last 10 years.
Why is he fucking go from, hold on, he went from like, he went from fucking Italian to Mexican real quick, dude. Like,
it's hard to follow his accent sometimes, but they're always interesting.
Yeah, I was trying to go for Dracula, Transylvania.
Oh, dude, you didn't go like blah, 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 blah.
Then I would have been like,
you went for like Antonio Banderas and like Spy Kids.
Yeah, yeah, but
Mario.
You have no room to talk.
All right, so Andrew Webb, one star, says, would put zero if I could. This bar is okay if you're going out at 3 to 8 p.m. on a weekday, but the bouncers go on power trips later in the night and on the weekends. Two separate instances, someone in my party had been removed with excessive force.
Ooh.
If you're at this bar at 3...
I'm always at the bar at 3.
That 3 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
you have different problems than the bar.
Mm-hmm.
One was for looking too young. We had been there for several hours at this point, and they checked ID at the door and got his head slammed on a table by the security guard. The second time, last night, someone was removed for drinking too much but was confused as to what had happened, as they were obviously a little drunk. When my wife, 5'2", went back to ask what happened, the bouncer, 6'2", 6'3", and definitely twice her weight, grabbed her by the elbows and shoved her away. Then, when I went back to talk to the owner, Joe, he said that they have the least aggressive bouncers in town, and dismissed our concern and did not even offer to look into the situation. I feel bad because Jeremy and Destiny are people I have no qualms with, but the establishment they work for seems to have a history of abusing women and being okay with it being joked about in their business.
In a world where bouncers are violent.
Oh, shit.
That's just our world.
And they hate women.
I don't
no
know.
No room for ass to dick. One man with buds decides to venture in.
Featuring Alex the Bouncer.
Featuring Brendan Fraser.
All right. Benjamin Wiggum, one star, says, we came from out of town and they had a stand-up person on mic that was talking about beating up women and how it was okay. It was really awful and I would never ever even consider going in there if I had my children with me. Completely disgusting and hateful. So ashamed this is allowed.
All right. So now it's even more crowded because they have a stage area instead of having more area for the patrons. And then this one woman who's giving the things like, sometimes they bring my kids.
Where's
you
the
bring
stage?
Your kids to the bar. What the
Where's fuck? The stage?
I don't know.
Oh, you never seen it? There's the freaking DJ up there.
That's a stage?
It's a mini stage.
Oh, I guess one person could be up there telling jokes.
I guess. Well, the joke is he's there.
Get Bruce up there. So, there you have it. If you're ever in South Bend visiting the Buds, then maybe swing on over to Corby's for an old-school bar fight with another patron or Alex the Bouncer. Rudy was filmed here, too, so there's that. Cheap drinks, rich thrills every weekend when you're packed in like sardines. All right, visit it or don't. I don't give a fuck. Back to you, Bruce.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. And what I give a fuck about is what you guys think about this Dippa.
Yeah, so we'll let him go last because he obviously has a lot to say about it, and I don't. So, I like it. It's a good Dippa. Tastes like a smoothie Dippa. I wish it was a little bit... I don't know. Honestly, I don't even know if there's a negative to it. I just think it should... It's all right, you know? I don't know. But it's not my favorite flavor for a Dippa. It's refreshing and all that, but...
You're a peach guy, though. It's interesting.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's a little...
What's your score, then?
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
I liked it. I'm... Obviously not an IPA guy. It's refreshing. It's citrusy. I think I want more peach flavor, but it's not that it doesn't have it. So I and it's not artificial. This is it tastes fruit, like not fake fruit.
Yeah.
So that's good. And because I don't like Dippas for the most part, I'm going to give it a higher score. I could drink this if I just got back from doing a lawn. This is a lawnmower beer. And usually it's reserved to like lagers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I could totally sit down and have this. And the ABVs is very helpful. You get absolutely. More bang for your buck. Yeah. I'm gonna give it a 4. This is gonna be a rarity for me.
Okay, so I said I don't have any negatives, but I guess the negative that I was trying to find is that I can still taste the hop.
Oh, you can?
Slightly. And that for me is always a negative for any type of drink because I don't like the hops.
I don't taste it, but...
But I taste more of the refreshingness and then...
Yeah,
the
hops, you still like, give it a very good score.
Yeah, like I said, the hops are very faint, but that's what I... Okay, I do have a negative. That's it.
All right, let's get your book out and tell me all these points that you...
I actually have only 3, so
Three books? Okay.
No. I would name it Perfect Peach instead of Get Pitted.
Damn.
Perfect Peach.
Perfect Peach. If you had the Untappd app, that's what definitely what you should put in the Perfect little comments. Peach. Perfect Peach.
Like, it's not, you say it's a lawnmower beer. I say it's like after I can go in and watch a movie and drink this beer. Like, this is a comfort beer for me. Like, oh, my girlfriend just broke up with
Same
me.
Same kind of theaters Perfect we were talking Peach. About earlier?
Yeah, yeah. But like, seriously, like, oh, my girlfriend broke up with me. My dog died. Perfect Peach.
Dang.
That's, oh, so only when you're sad.
4.25.
Dang.
Going a little bit above you there. I feel this one.
I thought a five was coming.
Yeah, I actually feel like this is a real peach I'm eating. Like, well, it's not sweet. It's not. It's
could
literally.
Could you drink that every day for the rest of your life?
If you said, Anthony, this beer is the only beer you can have every day for the rest of your life, I'd say, fuck it.
That sounds like a five to me.
I know.
I'm not giving it a five, though.
I know you're not.
You give it a 4.25.
Yeah.
4.25.
Yeah. But that's usually what we say. Like, if you can drink it every day for the rest of your life, you would be a five. So it's really, I was like, whoa, thrown off by you. It's
close.
Thrown right, off by downside, you, man.
A downside. I don't
trust you, man.
Downside, it's getting me drunk too quick.
That's usually a plus size for people, but okay.
You know, if I'm trying to have six of them, though.
You can still have six of them.
You just might end up on the floor.
And you can have six shots, which we might do in between this one from our next sponsor.
Indiana Whiskey Company, located at 1115 West Sample Street, South Bend, Indiana. Open from Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a sampling room, but you can also purchase whiskey, bourbon, flavored whiskeys like chocolate and maple, which we have tried on a past episode. So go give Indiana Whiskey Company a visit in South Bend, Indiana, or you can find them at your local liquor store. And if they don't have it, then ask them to carry it. Sign up for a tour at inwhiskey.com. Yeah. Standing ovation while your old girl is giving me brain, man. Getting that education, man. Hey, yeah, giving me head, giving me brain. Yeah. She a motherfucking zombie. Now she all up on me. And she's unwanted by you, so I got her now wanted to. Cuckoo, boo, choo. I had a line that I was gonna say, but then I forgot it. So now I'm just here spritting my brain out at a free rod wave type beat unwanted one bipolar on YouTube.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is Drunk with Buds. This is Bruce, the Beer Bandit, and we got Honer, and we still got Anthony Navarro sitting here. It's time for our next beer. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty stoked for this one. I am not buying time for my unprepared co-host, but I see lemons on this can. I see blackberries. We've had this on the show before from that Connect I Cut State.
Yeah, man. So the last beer I mean is a Spiked Smoothie Blackberry Lemonade, Connecticut Valley Brewing Company Fruit Beer, 5% ABV, not available IBU, 391 check-ins, and it's 4.13 out of 5. Connecticut Valley Brewing Company is a microbrewery from South Windsor, Colorado. Just kidding. It's Connecticut. Style guide says fruit beer. If you can't choose between blackberries and lemonade, don't. Because turns out they play together kind of perfectly in a beautifully balanced pairing of sweet, juicy, and just a touch of tart. Blackberries and lemons. BFFs forever. Sweet, lemony, blackberry, tart, grapefruity. Oh, no.
I don't taste any grapefruit.
Dangerous.
I don't like grapefruit,
so that's why when I read it, my heart sank into my butt.
I sometimes feel like people who just put those tags just want to put in their tag on there sometimes, and it always seems like they add the word grapefruit.
This beer is dangerous.
That is really good. It's best of the episode.
This is lemonade. It's a little bit of blackberry, but it's just lemonade, and dangerous. It's warmed up a little bit, but like ice cold or even now, this is so a lawnmower beer, a poolside beer,
as beach beer.
Nate, what would Nate say this is?
Boat beer.
This is one of those beers where you're like, I had three? Are you sure? Like, fuck, you know? These other two, they had 8%. This is 5%.
It doesn't even taste that sugary, though.
No, it's not sugary.
Like, it's slightly there. It kind of tastes like they got Splenda in it.
They also claim on the bottle it's gluten-free.
That's a can.
Gluten-free.
That's a can, everybody. I'm sorry. I don't want him to lie to you.
I have gluten friends, and this label right here, gluten-free, would allow them to drink it.
Okay, so let's be honest. Is that a real thing?
No, gluten? Yeah, it's a real... It makes people look ugly.
Is that why they hate it?
No, but like it makes their skin look weird and shit. Oh, I don't know. This is what gluten people tell me.
Here, the Surgeon General of Anthony DeVero says gluten makes you ugly.
Kinetic, cut it out.
Ooh. Kinetic. Job.
No, this is delicious as hell, dude.
It is. It's almost too delicious. Mm-hmm. I already know I'm gonna rate this.
That's what you said last time, and you didn't get it.
I'll be honest. I'm just gonna say it. It's less than the peach.
Whoa! Ooh,
I know it is, but not by much.
Wow, everybody, are you guys excited for that? Because you're gonna find out later.
Yeah, it's above. Maybe he'll change it when he is a sad loser at Bruce.
Are we gonna need a buzzers?
No.
Cool. Are we doing buzzers?
Bruce Trivia. Hey! Yeah! Bruce. Welcome to Bruce Trivia. I'm your host, Bruce the Beer Bennett. We have two players today. We have Anthony Navarro of a social network, a financial network. Who knows? Some kind of network. He's got something going on
with
nets.
He's a networking.
He captures people in nets and drags them home. And then we got Honer. He's off a loss from last week.
I've lost many times. Best couple episodes.
But this one's going to be right in his wheelhouse because he's played this game before and our guest has not.
He hasn't even listened to an episode.
Just no, he has not.
I'm a financial advisor, so.
Ooh,
clarify that. And then I'm also going
to
win.
He might advise you to not bet on this.
I'm also going to win. I'm stretching.
He's stretching out. Stretching. All right. So the rules of this game is like name that tune. So I'm going to give you a genre of a movie and the year that it was made. I will tell you how many seconds or minutes long the trailer is. You'll go back and forth wagering how little time you need to name said movie from the trailer. Only audio, obviously, not video. And once you think the other person can't name it, you'll say, name that trailer. So all these trailers are from, and all these movies came out in 2015.
Easy.
All of them, he's saying easy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Wow. Malibu's Most Wanted. Nice.
Okay, so this one is a comedy movie, slightly raunchy, from 2015. You are a guest. There's always an advantage to going first. It is 2 minutes and 56 seconds long. How many seconds do you think you can name this movie?
1:30.
Honer?
30 seconds.
1:30.
No, you gotta go lower.
I gotta go lower than 30
seconds. You keep going until you think that person can't name.
I don't think you can do it lower than 20 seconds, dude.
19.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Name that trailer.
All right, here we go. 19 seconds. For you to get a point,
I know.
You gotta do it in 20. So you only get 1 second extra.
I don't get 1:30?
No.
Okay. We're good. I should pick 30
seconds. I said I'm not gonna do it. This is to the groom. My best friend, to happily ever after.
So I guess that's it.
I mean, you know the rules.
I do. I just thought
that. What?
I thought we like maybe hit it off, right? Like,
no.
Honer, name that movie.
I've seen it.
I've seen it too. The Wedding Ringer.
That is correct, Honer.
Kevin Hart and Josh Gad, right?
Yep. That is correct.
Damn, dude, you're really good at this shit.
Yeah.
I'm a movie buff, though. I love movies.
Oh, well, here comes the next one. You get to go first again because you're losing 1-0. All right. This one is drama, comedy, spy. 2015, 2 minutes and 47 seconds long.
You ready?
Yeah, are you?
Let's go.
All right. How many seconds will it take?
How many seconds you got, dude?
1:30.
45 seconds. He was so scared.
30 seconds.
You just said you were a movie buff.
25
seconds. But it doesn't mean I know them all, you know. And I watch so many that they get confused at times, you know.
Oh, you got 25 seconds to beat.
Run that movie, Turbo.
Oh, hey, 25 seconds.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Putting in his hands. Here we go. And you said, what was his guess before that? 45, right?
No, it was 30.
30. So you get 5 extra seconds.
All right, let's go.
As a drama spy.
It's freezing. Why are we walking? We just look at our keys.
Oh. I know this movie. I already know.
Huge IQ, great performance.
I know it.
Oh.
She gave up.
Drugs, petty crime.
I know it.
Never had a job.
Who are you? Your father saved my life.
Dean says you're fed.
I'm just going to say it, the Kingsman.
Oh my fucking God, dude.
Is it?
Yes, it is the Kingsman.
Hey. This is why you don't pick the ball out of your hands.
Okay, so I need to give you less. What I'm realizing now is you get less seconds.
Thank you.
No, it was the Kingsman all day.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude. God, dude. What is this, best
I've
two
never
out of three?
Seen that movie either.
No. It's not best two out of three.
I'm really sad right now because I've seen all of them.
All right, we got the next one. This one is a comedy, high school version, drama comedy. Also, it's a romantic comedy.
Twilight.
It's not Twilight, but I wouldn't. I don't know if I would call it. I guess it's a high school movie at the same time.
I don't know if it's comedy, though.
True. Well, it's not comedic that it got made.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You know what the movie is?
What movie?
You just said you know what the movie is, pretty much.
No, I didn't.
No, he said that. Twilight wouldn't be considered a comedy.
Because he said it's comedy.
I'm watching you.
It's 2 minutes and 38 seconds long. You get to go first again. There's a theme to this. You keep losing.
15 seconds.
Whoa! He's...
I'm not fucking with him no more.
So then if I don't guess, then I get a whole 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
You got 15 seconds here. You ready?
Help. I don't know how to play this game.
Go for it.
Ooh, showtime.
For generations, you could only be a jock, a geek, a princess, or a basket case.
I'm my own best friend.
But what I didn't know was I had a brand new label.
There's my favorite duff.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What
mean
year anybody. Was this movie made?
All of them are 2015.
Yeah.
I said that in the beginning.
I'm going to sound really stupid. I'm going to say it was going to be dumb.
All right.
I'm going to say it's going to be dumb. Mean Girls.
The Duff.
She Dude. Literally just said that she was the Duff.
Dude. He's like, there's my favorite
Why
Duff.
Why are you a fucking god? You know what? New religion.
And I've never seen that movie either.
Honor. Honor the Book
That's
of
right.
Buzz. Jesus Christ.
Right. You need to... There's only four movies. There's only four movies left, and you're down three. So if he gets this next one...
I'm fucked.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over. Can we reverse this? Like, he goes first, and then he says Anthony has 15
there's
seconds.
There's an advantage going first, but if you want him
That's
to go first.
Lie.
He hasn't seen it yet.
Okay. Oh, you know what? You're right. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
All right. This one is Action Adventure. Wait, 2 minutes, 59 seconds.
Time out for a second. When were you born?
92.
I was born in 97. Can we bump the movies
I graduated in 97.
Can we bump the movies up 9 years? Or
9 years?
5 years, just a little bit. So we can...
So we would go to this year.
So during the 2020s?
Yeah, fuck it. No, you know what? No, wait. Send it. Just send it.
Okay. Action Adventure. 2 minutes and 59 seconds.
Action Adventure. Okay.
Almost 3 hours. 3 minutes.
Go.
You got to give me a time.
Oh. 2 minutes and 29 seconds.
1 minute.
59 seconds.
30 seconds.
29 seconds.
25.
Reverse psychology. 24 seconds. What do you think you can 23. Do? 23.
22. 19.
15.
Go for it.
You got to get this.
There's a sweet spot. There's a sweet spot. It's like 17 seconds, isn't it? That's the sweet spot.
15 right. seconds. Here it goes.
The most important thing in life. Will always be the people right
Is
here.
Is it fucking Fast right and Furious 9?
It's real.
It's a fucking Fast and Furious. Can I go first?
Dominic. It is you.
It is
it's
you.
Fast and Furious.
Which one?
Is that your final
number
answer?
Number 9. No, it's number 9 for sure.
Number 9 was just recent. This is 2022. We're saying 2015, okay. Remember?
Six.
Oh, he already said.
He said, I'll give him six. He said six. It's still wrong.
Wait, can we say, is it Fast and Furious though?
It's probably 8.
I don't know, but I'm going to hit play for one more second. Oh. And then he gets to try, and then you're just. Technically,
so Fast and Furious 6 is not it. Okay. But so, if he gets it wrong, I get it.
You don't know me. You're about to.
Oh, it's 7. It's fucking 7.
Which one did you say? 5?
I said 6.
7.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Clean sweep.
This is like that parent that like has a favorite child.
You want to go? You want to go get that broom and broom out of the room because you just swept him.
God, bro, this is no. You're like the parent that like has a favorite child. Like it's not six, it's seven. Okay.
Hey, he's fucked me like that before too.
Yeah, he really.
Technically, I should have gone like this when you said just Fast and the Furious. I gave you a shot at changing the number.
Dude, I don't even know how many fast. Like all I hear is
you said nine, and that was
Corona. Corona.
Family.
Other movies from this year that were on slate, but we never got to because you couldn't get an answer correct, is Mad Max Fury Road, Jurassic World, and The Martian.
All those movies suck. A little bit.
And The Martian?
The Martian was decent,
though. I've never seen it.
Really?
It, that's a theme.
Matt Damon?
Theme, right?
Yeah, I've never seen any of these movies.
Matt Damon. Wait, you haven't seen Jurassic World?
Dude, get the fuck out of here.
I have seen Fast 7, but I don't remember it. Yeah, dude, nice.
That was good. You know what?
You want to give your victory speech on your sweep? Yeah. Which has never happened on the show.
Really?
I mean, I never thought I could be a good janitor, but I guess, you know what? Sometimes you just show your skills.
Yeah, sweep up the trash.
Listen, here, I'm going to come back with a vengeance, all right? No, mark this in the day of history.
A vengeance.
I will get you on every single one the next time we meet at this Challenger event.
Bruce Jenny's calling you out.
I'm challenging you right now.
He's fiscally responsible, so why don't you pull into his wallet a little bit? Why don't you put some money on
$100?
You have to pay $100, and I don't pay anything, and I'll take it.
No, here's the thing: I'm betting $100 right now that the next challenge we have,
you sweep me.
I will sweep the fuck out of you.
I don't think so.
Winning doesn't get him the money. He has to sweep
sweep you. Yeah, no, I have to sweep you. You have, without a shadow of a doubt, you can't win a single one.
I don't think you could.
I think.
Well, then take him up on the $100 bet.
We'll see if he ever comes back.
I'll study. Dude, you don't
that's
even
know. That's not even a no.
I'm gonna study.
Do 1997 movies.
Okay. No, seriously. Go do one.
So he's gonna
go 1997.
His web browser history is gonna be interesting. It's just gonna be a bunch of movies from 1997.
Pornhub. It's gonna be like 1970 Pornhub. Like no. One 1997 movie. You know what I know? I can tell you one right now. Jurassic Park. The original.
I'm pretty sure it's 96.
No, it's 97. They have one in 97. Jurassic Park 3.
So right. In 1 year they went from 2 to 3.
Dang, they were busy.
they made them all at the same time, just like the number 2 and number 3 of The Matrix. They made them all at the same time.
That's another favorite of mine, The Matrix.
That's 99.
Morpheus.
How'd you see it when you were 2?
Dude, I was not. Wait, I'm out. I still saw
it. He saw it. It just didn't seem in the theater.
He was a baby as he just sitting
his
in
mom
the
was, his Fuck mom you guys. Was way overdue.
Facts, you know, facts. But hey,
so next part of the show is top 15 cities. These are the top 15 cities that downloaded our last episode: Chicago, Illinois; Granger, Indiana; Indianapolis, Indiana; Denver, Colorado; Minneapolis, Minnesota; Troy, Ohio; Mishawaka, Indiana; Bayonne, New Jersey; Ocean View, Delaware; Drummondsville, Quebec, Canada; Franklin on Main; Hesse, Germany; Clemens, North Carolina; Monterey, Indiana; Lynn, Massachusetts; Detroit, Michigan; Bastrop, Texas; Grand Rapids, Michigan; Gatineau, Quebec, Canada; Somerville, South Carolina; Buffalo, New York; Washington, Indiana; Southern Indiana; Downingtown, Pennsylvania; Varennes, Quebec, Canada; Charlotte, North Carolina; Coco, Mexico.
Wow.
Elkhart, Indiana; Winston-Salem, North Carolina; Alabaster, Alabama; Namos, Trøndelag, Norway; Rocky Mount, Virginia; Rialto, California; Atlanta, Georgia; Fenville, Michigan; Arlington, Massachusetts; Manchester, England; Land of Lakes, Florida. Is that where the butter comes from? Magog, Quebec, Canada, and Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yay.
Hey, before we do last call, it's time for us to rate this beer. Spiked Smoothie Blackberry Lemonade.
Four. Tell Everyday us why. Beer. I love it. Beach beer. I honestly would drink the shit out of this one. This is an amazing beer.
Yeah, I'm really glad it's not too sugary, because if it was, then it would be way less. But I do think this could be a great summer beer. Like, if I'm going out places and shit, and I just so happen to find, like, an 8-pack or a 6-pack, whatever, it'd be my boat beer, my beach beer, my summer beer. Yep. Anything I'm doing, that's the beer of the summer. So I'm going to give it a 4.25.
Ooh, wow.
I'm giving it a 4.25 as well. Four. I thoroughly enjoy it. I love blackberry. I've had the blueberry, so if you... You don't remember it. I remember it because when it came back onto DeVore, I bought some more of them for myself. I do like the blueberry slightly better. So I gave that a 4.5. So I'm giving it a 4.25. It just comes underneath only because the blueberry one tastes just slightly better. It goes with the lemonade a little bit better than the blackberry does. But I love blackberries, so that's why it's good. So it's time for last call. The guy behind Corby's where you're pushed on top of everyone saying, last call of the beers today. Not necessarily your favorite beer, but what are you ending the night on?
Yeah. Definitely the Smike's Spiked Smoothie.
Okay. Definitely that one. Yeah, I agree. That's a
clean sweep again. We got a sweep again.
It's a good beginner and a good ender, yeah. I think. And yeah. Even a mid. I feel like it'd be a great just to drink the whole time.
So I'm not even sure that he's a guest or not a guest, so it's time for the guest book. This is where we'd say your favorite beer of the night guest, who are you a guest or not a guest? I don't know. You'd take a Sharpie and autograph it so you can go up on our wall, but it has to be the beer that you love the most today.
Get Pitted.
Get Pitted.
It's pretty amazing that you're picking this because before the show, he's like, oh, man, I don't like IPAs.
I hate it. I know I said I hate IPAs.
And what is this again?
I know I said I hate.
No, but what is this beer?
This is a double IPA.
It is a double IPA.
It's a Michael Bublé.
No, but here's what I'm impressed with. How the fuck do you get me to taste peach like that? That's pretty impressive. That takes time and effort. Anybody can do a blackberry lemonade. Let's be honest here. Ciders can do a blackberry lemonade. Anybody can do a fucking sour like this. All right. But can you do a fucking peach? Can you do a fucking peach like that in an IPA without the hops?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. I would drink it every day, but it's more than that. Who brewed this shit?
Well,
a fucking wizard brewed this shit.
Yeah, because it's okay? Really good.
No, this is really like, this takes some talent to brew. Yeah. Here's the thing. Not that it's the best beer. The best beer today is definitely the Spike Smoothie. That's the best beer.
Lower rated, but
who the fuck did this shit? Wow. That's why I'm picking that one.
When that can goes up on the thing, are you going to put a wizard hat on it?
All right.
Fucking great. And we had a shot in the middle. Whose shot was that? Because that was a
Indiana whiskey. Superb
shot right there.
It's also peach flavored.
It was amazing.
We had so much peach and blackberry today.
It makes me want to be an alcoholic.
That's not wrong.
That implies that he's not. He just wants to be. Get practicing.
Officially.
So thanks for picking your favorite beer, signing the guest book when you get up Sharpie. It's time for our social medias and finding promotions. While we're doing that, we're going to promote something that we're going to in October, the Festival of Beers.
Whoa.
It is October 8th in 2022 at Four Winds Field from 2 to 6 p.m. It's $50 for an early entry at 2 instead of coming in at 3 like all the dregs. $30 pre-sale tickets get you in at 3 if you don't want to get that early entry for $20 more. $40 on the day of the event. Charity is Resale for the Rescue, which was last year. It's they give money to like rescue operations for pets and cats and dogs and things like that. Right up our financial advisor's alley since he has a cat and he loves the animals are taken care of. The live music is a band called Hey Annie. Never heard of them, but some of the breweries that are going to be there, they have a whole bunch, but here's some of the ones that I have recognized and want to promote. 1056. What's up, guys? Bad Dad, Bare Hands, Blockhead, Fessers. Yeah. Crooked U, E-Brewing. Those are boys. That's our boys in Warsaw. Maplewood, Round Bond, Windmill. So many more are going to be there. We will have a table there, and we're going to be doing one at least, but maybe two of our cooler giveaways. We're packing full of merch and beers and everything you can need to do, and half of our proceeds go to the charity of the Resale the Rescue.
That's right. And this year we do not have Ayla Jalen, but we will have Darren Lee Cup,
actor,
he's a ballroom dancer,
world champion ballroom dancer.
Buy the merch, you might get on the show.
He is proof.
Highly recommend you buy the shirt.
Finesse that shit, motherfucker.
You can buy tickets on untappedtickets.com. Just look up Festival of Beers, Michiana Festival of Beers. It's put on by a great group of guys who are all homebrewers from the Mega Group. I don't know what the Mega acronym means. It's like Michiana Grain and Alcohol or something like that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but shouts out to Dan and Frankie.
Dan and Frank the Tank, yeah. Those are our guys. Buy tickets. Go. Come see us. Buy some charity tickets for our...
Just come get drunk with Buzz.
Drunk with Buzz. See Darren. Maybe he'll waltz you around the ballpark.
Maybe he'll do a somersault randomly. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know how that does with ballroom dancing, but sure. I can't wait until he hears this and he's like, I'm not doing somersoults.
He will.
You got any social medias and shit you want to promote? Like your
I
business?
Do. I do. You know, like I have. So my social media is Mr_Nav97. And then Facebook, just Anthony Navarro. And then my business's name is Viewpoint Financial, which I'm going to tag you guys in because, for one, I love the pinup lady. I love this bottle right here. And then I love that get pitted shit. So. Yeah, I'm going to tag you guys in it. And
I like that. Tag us. You got socials, dog?
Oh, I thought you were going to go first. But I'm Beer Man and Bruce on Twitter and Bruce the Beer Man on everything else, including Untapped. You can follow the show on drunkabuds.weebly.com. We're on all social media platforms. When you're most of the time you're talking to that person, you're not talking to me, you're talking to Honer. And he's much better at that stuff than I am. I am. He usually deletes all my shit.
I do.
Honer, what do you got?
So I am Honer Creations on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I make dumbass videos for dumbass people like me. I'm also the social media guy for Drunk with Buds. So obviously, if you're talking to us, you're talking to me. And you know what? Stay sexy, you know?
I like that one, man. Stay sexy. Mine is, so I just followed all three of you. So nice. You'll see a new thing, Mr. Nav.
I saw it.
All right, yeah. You see it? It's cool, right?
Mr. Nav 97.
Yeah, don't do that thing where you follow me and then you unfollow me to make me feel better. Like I know you would do that. I have cool content. Just please leave it on there.
Make me feel better about myself.
Oh, look at that. Bruce Burkhart unfollow. Fuck this guy.
I sent a message that said unfollow.
Oh wait, they got Bruce the Bandit started following you 21 seconds ago. Thank you. You know, thank you. Oh, and Honer Creations.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, God, for following me.
But if he really liked you, he would also follow you with P.E. Town.
That one I barely use.
I am going to let you guys know that if I see you unfollow me, I'm going to flip. I'm going to flip. I'm going to be cried.
Okay. Let's wrap us out, buddy.
Wrap us out.
Oh, we're done?
Yeah. Come on with your natty light ass over right here. Come on now.
I got natty light where?
On your shirt, it says natty.
It says native. Oh. This is payroll freestyle trap beat, new rap, hip hop, instrumental music 2022. Ruje on YouTube. This is really good for a financial advisor to rap on.
Hell yeah.
He's probably drunk enough now.
I'm not rapping.
Cosigns, compounding interests. You can do it. Margin calls. I know enough terms that I can sound like I'm interesting when it comes to financial advisory, but I'm not. It's over. I'm not a wolf on Wall Street.
Hey, 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 give him some money, man, playing every game that he got in his throat, going harder than he did. Now he gonna choke, choking all the predators in the world, man, running around the globe, man, doing everything, man. Now he tossing and turning in my sleep because I cannot be awake if I don't want to be awake. Wait, hey.
Greatest in the world.
Greatest. Hey. I got that payroll, man. I got that fucking payroll, man. And everybody coming to take my payroll, man. Man, man.
Another one.
Paper man.
Greatest good.
Paper man.
Greatest good. Lemon smoothie.
Yeah. Financial advisor. I'm gonna advise her. And I advise her to stay away from Anthony. Hey, Anthony.
Nothing rhymes with Anthony.
Stay sexy, everyone.
Blasphemy.
Stay sexy.
Anthony, blasphemy. I don't know. Stay sexy, y'all.